Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, yes, it is. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Hope that you're doing well today. And we're in the studio with Chris Williams. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. And Dr. Alice Benton. Hey, Alice, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm packing my bags for a Minnesota trip to see my family, so we're excited.
Oh, that is going to be... well, I hope you guys don't claw each other's eyes out. I hope that, you know, because you are a clinician, you've been able to...
I've been taking my meds lately, so I think that I'll be able to restrain myself.
Well, good. I mean, you know, it is... It can be... Something else. The thing, I've said this so many times, the thing I'm amazed at is that when somebody has trouble in the family and they'll go, they'll say, yeah, you know, every time we're with them, it really causes problems. And I go, well, so, like, how long do you stay? Well, 10 days. Well, you know, if you stay with the most loving, caring human being in the world 10 days, you're going to irritate them. They're going to want you to go away. So
know that visits have shelf lives here.
Yeah, you know? That is
and
so
once
true.
You go beyond the expiration date, it gets sour really quickly.
That is right. Anyway, well, if you if you're going to go visit some family here this week or this weekend or this summer, hope you'll limit the toxicity at all costs. You know, this is an amazing time of year. And I think a lot of times we have the time sometimes to consider things we wouldn't normally consider, think about things that maybe we put off. We've got a little extra time or we go on vacation. And it really is a great soul-searching time for a lot of people. And I just encourage you to do that. Don't let the summer go by without, you know, taking some time and consider what is it, you know, that's missing from my life, or what is it that I'm angry about? What's driving me that maybe if I resolved it, I wouldn't be so driven? And what is it that people want out of me that I'm not quite giving? These are great questions to consider over the summer, and I hope you'll do that. And, you know, if you need any help, like with a counselor, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to be on the program today, well, that number is totally different. That's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, we have to go to a break, but before we do, there is a very special opportunity for you. Most of you have heard about the value of tv.newlife.com, and there's a special between now and July 4th. There is a special free 4 months free. And what it turns out to be is you get this great subscription television program that doesn't need a television. 1,300 programs are done so far, and it's less than $5 a month. Now, that is just a great, wonderful saving. So if you've heard about it and you wondered about it, this is the time to sign up for tv.newlife.com. So many people sing the praises of it. And one final note before we take a break, and then you can call us, 1-800-229-3000. You have heard us talk about some really tough times here financially at New Life, and we've had some folks come along to help, but we're just not there yet. We need your help. And maybe you haven't even heard us talk about this before. You're just tuning in. But May was the worst May we've had since 2008, and now, you know, we're into the summer, which is always tough. It's tough for every ministry. We don't have a lot of margin in this ministry, and we're grateful for those that have already responded. But if you haven't given or you've been thinking about it and you want to know what to do, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you about the need. We'll tell you how you can help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, it is New Life Live. We're back, 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to call. We're going to go right to the calls. And right now, I'm going to talk with a listener who's a caller. Her name is Sue from Hagerstown, Maryland. Hi, Sue. Welcome to New Life. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing well. How could we help you today? What's going on?
Well, I've been dealing with this for some time now, and I just can't get this spirit of procrastination out of me. I know I have bills to pay. I've been working a lot of hours. I know I have the money in the bank, but it's just like I fight with myself. I can't make myself call and make a payment or answer a phone if they call me or something like that. And I just don't understand what's going on with me.
Hmm. Well, how about this? Tell us, is there anything else that's going on in your life other than this dilemma you have with procrastination?
No, not particularly. I had a really bad incident with this many years ago, and it was much bigger than what this is now, and I ended up leaving home so I didn't have to tell my husband I was behind on bills. And we got through that, but now I'm kind of, I can see myself slipping again, and this time it's not because I don't have the money to pay the bills, it's because I do have the money to pay the bills, but something is just fighting me inside, and I just don't do it. It's just really odd.
Well, let's see if Alice or Chris have anything that they could share with you that might provide a little insight that you don't have yet. You guys, what are you thinking?
Hi, Sue. I have a question about whether, in general, in your life, do you sort of isolate a bit with things that you're struggling with? Is it hard for you to share vulnerably with people in your life?
Yes, I don't talk to people about this type of stuff, and I'm really afraid to go and talk to my husband about this because, you know, I put him in a really bad situation years ago.
In a bad financial situation years ago, the one you had already mentioned?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm also curious, are you feeling shame and embarrassment about this?
Well, I'm not really embarrassed. I don't know what to say. I'm not really embarrassed about it. I just feel like I'm so stressed about it. Mm-hmm. I stress myself, and I am just so burdened, and like every time the phone rings, you know, I think it's going to be my husband saying, oh, this bill's late or that bill's late. And I know I don't want to, it's almost like I put myself in the position to wait until that happens.
Okay, so Sue, I'm going to jump in with a question here. What's your specific question for us? How can we help you with this?
All right. I'd just like to know how I can, is there something I need to, do I need to go to a therapist or do I... I mean, well, I pray Sue, about it. Sue, I don't know. Is it a demon that's inside of me? Or
so, Sue, this is yeah, this is Chris. Let me jump in because I actually struggle with the very same thing. It's super frustrating. It seems like really yes. simple tasks right in front of you, and you sort of get paralyzed by moving forward.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there's a fear inside of you. It's a fear about you. What I hear underneath that is that you're afraid of failing or making a mistake. And so there's actually – you have more struggle with a spirit of – if we want to call it that, I don't know. But a spirit of fear that's driven you to perfection. Like you can't make a mistake or it means something tragic for you. And so to avoid the mistake, you procrastinate.
Okay. That sounds That sounds like a good explanation.
Yeah, so underneath that, I just want you to be able – this is something that's worked for me is that
okay.
I want you to intentionally make a mistake and tell your husband – not a big one but a small one – and experience uh-huh. grace or even grace for yourself. Maybe you don't have to tell your husband. But mistakes do not ruin us. In fact, mistakes grow us. They help us increase in wisdom. But the yes. avoidance of making a decision or doing something is actually ends up being the biggest mistake we can make. A decision not to do something is like the worst decision.
Yes.
So
I totally agree.
So you need to make a mistake and give yourself plenty of grace and be like, you can recover. You've recovered from every single mistake in your life. So keep moving along that path and give power to grace, not to failure.
Another okay. thing that might be helpful for you is this. Don't pay your bills today, okay?
Okay.
Pay one bill. Pay one bill.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
So you go home and you say, you know what, I am not paying those bills. But I could pay one bill. So if I took the trouble to call a radio program, oh my goodness, I can go pay one bill today, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, right. I don't want to
can do that.
I don't even want to predict what might happen, but I'm going to anyway. You might discover that since I paid that one bill, I might want to go ahead and pay another one.
Okay.
But if you don't, if you have to walk away after one bill, you come back tomorrow and you say, I'll pay one okay. more bill tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So sometimes the challenge is so great that if we'll break it down into bite-sized chunks that we can chew, not cause us to gag and need the Heimlich. I went a little too hard there. But anyway, if we'll just break it down, that gets us back in the mood of doing versus being stuck. Second thing, if you can't pay that one bill, you make an appointment with a therapist and you take a bill with you to pay in front of your therapist, okay?
Okay.
If you can't afford yeah. a therapist, then you find a friend and you say, look, I need you to watch me do this. I can't do it. I need you saying, hey, come on, do it, sign it, do it, get it done. All right?
Right. Right.
All right. And, that's what we want
and
for you.
Can I do one last thing here? Underneath that fear and that, as Alice alluded to, there is shame. I want you to look at and start saving money for September 8th in your general area in Washington, D.C. is going to be Take Your Life Back. That will be a conference that will really, really help you understand what's going on behind the scenes of this procrastination, see it, and then a pathway of recovering from that.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I just okay. don't understand. It's just, it seems to be that it's just even for example, last month I got everything caught up, and I thought, well, from now on I'll keep everything current, everything
yeah.
current, everything
I
current.
I get it.
Well, I'm behind it, again already, and yeah. I'm fighting it again.
Well, see, sometimes you know you just have to do a little thing to get over the big thing, and then. And so we've tried to give you some help. I want to see you take your life back because we'll help you get down to the very, very core of why in the world all this stuff is happening. And that's what we want to do. Now, if you hang on, I'm going to send you the book, take your life back, and I think you're really going to like it. Let's go to Cammie from Reading, Virginia, and listening on WAVA. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Not good at all.
Okay, tell me what's happening.
Well, can I just get to it without any explanation? My wife got a temporary protective order against me.
Okay.
Based on lies, more or less, and the reason why I know the lies because I met with an attorney, and when I met with the attorney, he asked me to go get the police report, and what was written in the police report and what she had put down on the information for the reason of taking this protective order were completely two different things.
Well, let me ask you a question before we get into the details of that. Could you tell us anything that you've ever done that would cause her to be afraid of you?
At this point, anything I do.
No, can you tell me anything that you've done that would cause her to be afraid of you? In other words, I'm getting you to tell me something.
I don't think I have.
Okay, but tell me the thing then that you think is the most difficult thing you've ever done for her to deal with.
Most difficult thing I've ever done.
Okay, have you ever grabbed her by the wrist and said, "Don't do this"?
No.
Never touched her in a very forceful way?
No. Even, you know, as husbands and wives, you know, you walk by your wife. I love my wife. Regardless of what, I love my wife.
So where do you think all this is coming from? Why do you think she's just making all this up then?
I don't know. She has adopted this view that I'm an abusive, narcissistic individual to justify her actions. And if I can just get into it, she has an elder daughter, which is almost 21. And she lived with us. When she was younger, she lived with the grandparents, then back and forth between father and grandparents. Then she came and lived with us. And she blames me for her relationship with her other daughter. And I get the feeling, and everybody else that I know that know her get the same feeling, that she's trying to get me out of the picture so she can have the whole family. I have three kids with her. And she's trying to get me out of the picture so she could have this big, huge family without me in the picture because I am the cause of every problem in her life.
Well, I am so sad for you. And by the way, I have to explore all the things that I did, but, you know, I do know that sometimes somebody makes accusations. They're just simply not true. I'm going to turn this over, first of all, to Alice. Alice, what are you thinking when you hear about this? How can we help Cammie here deal with this?
Cammie, I have to tell you, I have heard of similar situations and even the steps that some people take to kick their partner out of their lives, the legal steps that they take, and something similar even happened to a family member of mine. So I have great empathy for you and what you're going through. Cammie, what is your particular question for us today?
This is what I struggle with. This happened last Saturday.
Well, ask us a question, though, buddy. Ask us a question, and then you can...
Okay. Where does my responsibility to her stop? Do I just say, okay, we're done? Because, I mean, you know, how can I live with somebody that thinks of me like this? In black and white. I have to sit there and read this in black and white. This is my wife, my life partner thinks of me. You know how bad that hurts?
This is
the mother of my children.
Yeah. Oh, Cammie, we sure hear that in your voice and understanding that it was only days ago that this happened. And you're asking, where does your responsibility to your wife end? And I want to change the perspective a little bit because you mentioned you have three children. And it's very hard for us to wrap our heads around why your wife is doing this to you. But I would ask you to focus on
life with them.
Cammie, I would ask you to focus on your responsibility to your children because I know of a lot of men who are in similar situations, falsely accused, and they give up because they're so angry and hurt by their wives, which is understandable, but it's your kids that will really need you. Something that you may be able to do to show, especially as you're saying you're innocent, you can't think of any reason, any behavior of yours that has given her, fed the fuel for her to do this. But if you are willing to get into counseling as soon as possible, even if you don't think you need it. It's a great sign for the court system that you are doing what you can to be safe and healthy for your children and to be able to get access to your children. Would you be willing to consider doing that?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat. Just to give you a bit of a background, about a year ago, she was charged and convicted of assaulting me, and I was not the one that pressed the charges.
Oh, my goodness.
When the police were called to the house, actually her daughter, her eldest daughter, is the one that called the police. They came to the house, and I was downstairs outside with the kids, and asked me what happened. I said, nothing, it's just an argument. Meanwhile, I have scratches on my neck and my color of my shirt was red, and they interview her eldest daughter, they interview her, and next thing I know they're putting handcuffs on her. I went to stop, but the policeman is like, no, you can't, this has nothing to do with you, this is state going after, and she was convicted of that. Even though when the DA came and asked me on the day of the trial, what do you want to happen to this girl? I said, she is the mother of my child. She is pregnant.
Hey, Cammy,
hold on.
Yeah, we're going to a break. We'll be right.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 21st to the 23rd.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we're talking with Cammy, and I think we're all of us are convinced that, man, this is one of those times when somebody has been falsely accused. And Cammy, I want to say this, not to be mean or anything like that. I just want to point something out because a lot of people are listening. But when you let her off the hook there, you know, when you tried to act like nothing was wrong back when the police got involved there and she was handcuffed and all that, I mean, I really think that was your opportunity to turn this around and have some leverage here. And we often tell women, you know, don't, you know, there's a verse, don't wink at wrong. And so I'm just saying this for other people to hear. Anytime you're physically abused, anytime the police get involved, don't drop those charges unless, you know, there's some reason to. Not just because it makes you uncomfortable, but because the other person has decided, well, I'm really, you know, here's my plan, here's what I'm doing. But most of the time, we need to let those things go forward if we're going to see any kind of change in that other person. Otherwise, we're just enabling it. So let me turn this back over to Chris and Alice. And anything you guys want to say to him that might help him in some way?
Yeah, Cammie, just to go off of what Steve was saying, I want you to know that based on everything you're telling us, your wife is not safe. Not safe for you, not safe for the children. So you're going to have to flip script here, meaning you're going to have to turn this 180 degrees, and you're going to now have to do everything you can to protect yourself. And as Alice mentioned, you're going to need to protect your children. So you're going to have to fight the good fight here.
How do I go about that?
Well, you get legal advice first and foremost, and you do look into options as far as counseling for you and counseling for your children, and a good therapist will help you see very clearly your responsibility in her behavior, but your role and how you keep this and how the family keeps her enabling her dangerous behavior, and then being able to set really strong and appropriate boundaries so that you can be safe, your children can be safe, and you can have the life that you wanted going forward.
And Cammie,
I understand setting boundaries, but what if the other person, what if she doesn't even adhere to slightest set of boundaries?
Well, that's where you have to keep climbing the ladder, meaning it may turn into some legal consequences. But danger is danger. I mean, you know, threat is threat. We need to be protected here.
And Cammie, that's what boundaries are about. It's not about trying to control the other person's behavior, because you're spot on. We absolutely can't. And so boundaries are about limiting your exposure, getting legal protection, and starting a paper trail that you're attending therapy. You're doing everything in your power to protect yourself and your children, no matter what she does, because her behavior has just been escalating. So I also want to point out something Steve gave you. At the beginning, Steve asked you, what is your role in this? And you said, it's nothing. I'm innocent. But he gave you an answer to that question, which I want you to start repeating, which is, my role is I turned a blind eye, or I tolerated for too long. I gave her too much leeway in this, because that has been part of your role. And it's not to heap blame on you. It's actually to empower you. And if you can start giving that answer and exploring even further what your role in this has been, the courts look better on that. The therapist looks well on that. And it helps you in your own growth to figure out, why am I in this situation? How could this have happened? So what Steve said was probably very difficult to hear, but it's actually a grace to you that I want you to consider. What has my role been in all this? And sometimes it's tolerating evil. You're going to need support to get through this, Cammie, because we hear that desperation in your voice. Your children have been ripped away from you, and your wife has the legal upper hand for the time being, and you cannot go through this alone. So please get support around you, of family, friends, safe people from your church. Do not keep this a secret, which is easier said than done, because this can be a very embarrassing, difficult situation.
Was this granted? Was the restraining order granted?
This is a preliminary protective order. In other words, it's in effect for 15 days. This is day number four.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, if your attorney isn't adept at how you get a judge to see that this is all wrong, that there's no evidence here, in fact, there's evidence the opposite, then you get a new attorney. Because when a judge says, okay, we're just going to grant this little temporary thing, he has nothing to lose. Because then he's, you know, if he doesn't grant it and you do something crummy, well, he's kind of vulnerable there. So a lot of times they'll just grant it because they got nothing to lose. But your attorney has to make the case that you have something to lose. You have a reputation, and you deserve to have a very clean and pure record when it comes to the very thing that she has done and not you. Now, I want you to hold on. I'm going to send you, take your life back. I'm going to ask our folks to pray for her. She's obviously a very hurt person, and I'm going to suggest to you that any kind of communication with her is done through the children and not you. She's just going to be defensive with you, but maybe she'll listen to some of them. And the message would simply be, Mom, you got to get some help. You got to get some help. She needs help. And I'm so sorry that you've been the victim of her lack of strength and stability. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. 1-800-229-3000. When we come back, we're going to talk to Shelley Martinkus from the Restore Intensive It's the intensive that it's transforming a lot of hopeless women, some helpless women, into confident bearers of the truth about what has happened and hope that their heart can be restored. We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we have Shelley Martinkus on the phone. Shelley, of course, is the facilitator. She is the speaker right along with these great, great Christian counselors at Restore. And Shelley, you're there. Welcome.
Hi. So glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. I was with some of our supporters this weekend, and people were talking about the impact that Restore has on their lives. Of course, we've talked about it many times here. It's coming up in Orange County, Southern California, July the 14th. And I just wanted you to give you an opportunity to say what you want to say, because you've created this. It's powerful, and a lot of women are transformed through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might have to cut me off, Steve, because I have a lot to say. Feel free to interrupt. You know, I think that for women out there that are dealing with betrayal in their marriage and listening right now, whether it's pornography, lusting, physical or emotional affairs, or something else, I think there's a huge misconception that if my husband goes to EMB and gets healed, our life can go back to normal. I don't need help. And I just want to say, no. That is not the truth. And First, we don't want our lives to go back to normal, because look where normal got us,
That's right.
And so I think fear is huge. It's real for women that are like, and I've heard of a lot of women that are debating on if they should go to the Restore conference here in about 2.5 weeks. And if you're debating, I just want to encourage you to press into the fear. It's not going to be comfortable, but what I want to say is I have never met a woman that left the conference and regretted coming.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's always quite the opposite.
Yep,
They cannot believe the power of the conference, the transformation, and the community they have as they go home. Because here's the deal. healing does not happen in isolation. And no matter what your story is, there is healing to be done. Yeah. And it happens in community. That's how God created us.
That's right.
To heal in community. So,
well, I don't want to encourage this, but we were praying for a woman named Lisa who got some medical complications. But she went to a conference one time for New Life, and she had to have a couple of drinks and some Xanax to get there. Now, it was that weekend that she had her last drink, and she's been sober 7 years. I'm not telling you to take Xanax and drink to go to a conference, but what I am saying is do whatever it takes to get there, overcome whatever hurdle you got to overcome, and just get there, and then we'll take it from there. We'll make this experience a transformational experience. It will not be something that you will regret. And you just do an amazing job, Shelley. You've got a heart for women, and you've got a mind of truth that you want to communicate with them. And it's on the 14th of July. It's a great time to sign up right now. Anything else you want to add?
Well, just piggybacking off of what you just said, do not delay. It's not worth waiting a little bit longer to see if things get better.
Yeah.
What, you know, so I just want, for those listening, why wait? Why wait?
Right.
Come now.
Don't.
Come
That's
now
right.
and get that healing. Get right. that hope. Find that community for yourself.
Well, thank you for all of that. And let me just tell everybody again, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want information, it's online right there at newlife.com. But call us, and if money is the issue, we'll find a way to get you there. So call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. F-E.
Steve, I had the honor of being at the Denver conference that Shelley recently did, and Shelley takes a room of understandably angry and isolated women, and with her vulnerability, Shelley's own story, and her humor, she draws us out, and she makes it safe for us to be there. And I want to appeal to the mothers out there who are angry at their spouses for being betrayed, and it's not justified that you should have to get treatment too, and I agree with you, but I want you to think of your children, because there is such a trickle-down effect of the poison, and it will affect your children. So please consider this for yourself and for them to break this vicious cycle. We are here to help you.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the phone number for Restore. All right, let's go to Terry from Crofton, Maryland, WAVA, by the way, if you want to join us. We're in the studio for a couple of more hours, and we're going to, in those couple hours, you can join us at 1-800-229-3000. How about we talk with Shanae from Dallas, Texas, I believe it is. And Shanae, KWRD, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for answering the phone.
Sure. How can we help?
My parents are going through a very bad time right now. They've been married over 35 years, 8 kids, almost 10 grandchildren, and they're both having this rough time from some infidelity that happened in the past a while ago. And so they're not in the church. My father, he has a desire to go, but my mother doesn't want to go. And there is infidelity on both ends, but my mother's, hers is long-term. And my father feels disrespected. The kids knew. Everyone knew. No one told him until later on. Mm. He's angry about it. He wants to get a divorce. And my mother is like, okay, whatever. I don't care. If you want to get a divorce, I'm okay with that, too.
Mm. That's right.
So I'm in a bad position because as an older sibling, all of the kids are grown. The youngest is 22. But in my late 20s, I live with my parents, and I have my career, and I'm actually going back to grad school soon, but I'm to the point where I just want to run and leave and not even be in that environment anymore because there's so much arguing and fighting, not physical fighting, but emotional, verbal abuse, and I'm stuck in the middle because, you know, giving them scriptures or giving them ways that they can go seek some godly counseling, get into some type of church where they can have other people.
So what's the question for us then?
My question for you is, should I just leave it alone and just go about living my own life? Because I'm to the point where I'm looking at their marriage and I'm like, I don't even think this is what I want to ever do. I don't ever want to get married. So should I just leave it alone, let them do what they're going to do with, and just live my life?
Well, let's see what Chris and Alice have to say about that.
So, Shanae, here's the first thing. I want you to do this. I want you to write something out for you to communicate with your parents. I want you to write out how their infidelity has impacted you, how their fighting has impacted you, and then what you are not willing to put up with anymore. Those three things.
Okay.
And I want that to be communicated very clearly to them. And then you're going to set boundaries. We all have a very limited amount of capacity to enter into toxic environments or relationships. There is toxicity here based on betrayal and infidelity and arguing. And I mean, it's not good for anybody. So you going into that toxic environment has just made you toxic to the point where you don't even want to get married. Like, that's not who you are. That's not what I hear in you. And so you do need to back away from this environment. You do need to set boundaries here. But I also think you need to communicate to your parents crystal clearly how their behavior has impacted you.
Okay.
And it's hard. I mean, this is parents. You love them, but they're not responding to you, right, you know, your advice, that's for sure.
Alice, any thoughts here before we... Yeah.
Shanae, what Chris is sharing with you is this idea of self-protection so that you can care for yourself well enough so that you can be there for your parents if they need it or they're open to your help. I'm not hearing an openness to your help at this point. And I would have you even ask them, do you want my help? And see what they say. And then the other person I want you to ask about this is God, of what God is asking you to do here or not asking you to do. Because so often, out of our loving concern, out of a generous heart, which I hear from you, we do more than even God wants us to do or is asking of us to do. And that's when we start to burn out. And as you say, you don't even want to get married then. And Chris is pointing out, ooh, that's a red flag sign that you may be doing more than what your role in your family actually is. I love your heart, but the best thing you may be able to do is to take a step back, take care of yourself here.
Yeah, the, one of the
to just pull out, just run, and just leave and move.
Well,
that's what
you know,
I want to do.
I know, but don't just back away. Let them know that you're always there for them. The other thing is, tell them about this intimacy intensive that we've got coming up here in D.C. on the 14th, because that's where, on the 21st, that's where marriages like this are healed. And all they've got to do is show up, and then we take it from there. And we've had people in worse shape than they're in to experience healing. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, hoping that all of you are having a great day, great summer, and the things we have going to change everything, of course, are Restore. We talked about that. Also, Every Man's Battle is July the 14th in Jacksonville, Florida. Pretty cool. And Intimacy and Marriage, July 21st. Take Your Life Back, September the 8th. Now, we do have, I want to remind you, on tv.newlife.com, we've got this amazing offer going on. And it's less than $5 between now and the 4th of July. So 4 months free between now and the 4th gives us less than $5, or about $4 a month, a little bit more than that. So, boy, if you've heard the power of these programs, please call us and let us help you.
Steve, can I jump in there real quickly? I've been been a part of a lot of weddings this summer, and one of the things is that people invest so much in one day and don't spend time to invest in the rest of their life. If you're engaged.
Yeah, right.
If you're engaged, you need to get to the Intimacy and Marriage Weekend, July 21st. If you know of a people engaged, it is a perfect wedding gift for them.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because actually we have an engaged couple that want to come, and to have a group, we need two more engaged couples. And it's, you know, this, I will tell you this, this will prevent a lot of disasters that I had in the beginning, and many other people. It's a powerful weekend, and it's for married couples. But when an engaged couple comes, if we can pull together enough folks that will come and stay in separate rooms or share rooms with, you know, female to female kind of deal, then we'll have the engaged couple. But we need a couple more couples to do it. So if you want to give somebody the ultimate marriage gift, as Chris is saying, please do. Now, this is going to be the final caller here on this program, but if there's any way that you want to get through to us, you call us, 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for two more hours after this. I want to share with you a scripture at the end, but right now, our final phone call from Cliff, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How can we help?
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I'll try to speak fast. I worked at a job in television for about 25 years, and they let me go. I never found out why I got fired. And since then, I became very depressed, and I've been out of work maybe now for about 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm tired of, you know, just sitting around being angry about being let go from the job.
Sure.
I want to move forward. I just feel stuck.
Yeah.
I don't know what direction to take to change my life, to put it in a more positive direction.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that we... One of the things we talk about here is when you've been out of something like for 10 years like this, we kind of have this baby step philosophy. You know, you have to do just a little bit, because after 10 years out of a job, it's going to be hard for somebody to just say, okay, well, let's give you the job of your dreams. And so to that end, Alice, what do you think might be a great first little step in him getting back into the mainstream of life?
Steve, I have a couple of ideas to share. Because, Cliff, I've worked with a lot of people that are in your situation where our identity has been wrapped up in this job that was so important to us, and we worked at it for maybe the majority of our lives or a big chunk of our lives. So I wonder, Cliff, are you a believer? So whether or not you are a believer, I think it has a great deal to do with how you move forward in this. Because our identity, if we do believe, is so much bigger than what we do to earn a paycheck. But when we see our purpose as, I work in TV, that's who I am, it's what I do, if we lose it, we can flounder. And I hear that you've been floundering for 10 years. And I hear that sadness and desperation in your voice, Cliff. So what I want you to look into is how you can find your purpose outside of work and to really ask God what His purpose is for you. So two things for you to pursue. One is your role in your family, loving your family well, children, grandchildren, if you have a partner. And the other one is considering volunteering. And it can be work you've done previously or something else that you're just interested in. That may spark you again. That may lighten you up and put you in a new direction.
Yeah, I really think that's that little baby step kind of thinking of get up and do what you would do if you had a job. You get dressed, you get cleaned up, you put on a suit or a tie, or you put on a clean shirt, you go volunteer, you go meet people. You get in the habit of getting out of the house at the same time other people that have jobs do. And I think that's the beginning. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think that can help you. But of all the things I would suggest is make a phone call to one of the things in your city or county that's all about job reclamation, job training. There are resources in most every community, especially in Philadelphia. There are a lot of services there for guys like you. They want to get you back to work, but you're going to have to be willing to let them help you, and you have to be patient because 10 years is a long time, and I'm excited that you're ready for something different to take place. Well, we're just about out of time, and as you've heard us talk about over this past few weeks, we have really had a tough time, and we found some people that will, they want to help, and they want you, maybe that you've never given before, or you've never given to the degree that you could help. Maybe you've been helped by us, but never responded by supporting us back, and they're saying, anybody that gives, we're going to match whatever it is they give. Well, you know, it cost us every day $8,835 for one broadcast day. So if you want to pay for a day of broadcast here, a gift of $4,000 actually does it rather than $8,000 because somebody's going to come along and match it. You know, if we had 3,700 people join Club New Life for $50 a month, that would cover all of our radio costs. Very expensive. We have to pay for it, and it's very expensive, but it's the only way that we can get God's truth applied in people's lives. So if you can help us, please do. You folks, you have been coming alongside us, and I'm just asking you not to let this stop. And if this is the first time you've heard of our need, you know, maybe you're the reason we're talking about it. You might be able to help us in a way that we've never been helped before, or you get involved in a way that you've never gotten involved before. That's our prayer. That's our hope, and it keeps us on the air. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. Now, this Sunday, I'm preaching on Ephesians 5. When I told my wife what I was preaching on, she said, oh, that'll be fun, because we're talking about submission, but we're talking about mutual submission. If you want to join me at 5 o'clock on Saturday Live, or 9 and 11 on Sunday, it's northviewchurch.us. We're talking about Ephesians, which, you know, we're going to Ephesus here. We've got a few places left for our Greece or our Footprints of Paul tour. And so we were able to add a couple of places. And if you want to go, we've got a spot for you, but not for long. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. You heard Shelley Martinkus talk about Restore. It is really, really powerful. And, you know, don't sit there for 5 or 10 years in bitterness, anger, and resentment. Call us and let us help you right now. It could change everything. You know, Paul, in his book of Ephesians, he said, hey, be the light to other people. Let your light transform others, not judging them, not lecturing, but light. and let us help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.